Okay, today's daf is daf pei aleph. So we got to the last two lines of pei amud beis, and the Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah, that hasaris shechalis levimto lo pasla. So if a saris were to perform a chalitza, wouldn't have any effect because there's no chiv, so nothing has happened. But the Mishnah does say if he was ba'ala, so then he would actually pasla her to kuna, because since the saris has no mitzvah of even chalitza, it's in essence the eshes ach of him, and it's a violation of arayos, and should be puzzled. So Gemara says, Taima de Bala, only because the saris was ba on the eshes ach, ha acher. But if it was somebody else who wasn't one of the arayos, someone from the shuk, lo, it would not disqualify her. And the Gemara says, Lema on the top of Pe'alf, now Lema teve tiufta de Rav Hamnuna, this must be a tiufta against Hamnuna who holds, Damar shemeris yavam shezinsa psula liyavama. So the din is that if a Shemer's Yavam were to be with some other man from the Shuk, that would disqualify her, according to Rav Hamnuna, from the Yavam. So it would have a din in Eishes Ish. So the fact that the Gemara says it's only true if the Saris was Ba'ala, but another individual from the Shuk would not be a Pasler, goes against Rav Hamnuna. Of course, says, lo, not true. This is not a Kashya, not a Tiyuft against Rav Hamnuna. Hu ha-din afilu la'achar nami, even if an Achar, some other person from the Shuk, would be Ba'ala, Einach Nami should be puzzled to the Yavam. But the reason why they only mention the case of the Saris, not someone else from the Shuk, I.D. the Tana Reisha B'didei, Tana Nami Sefer B'didei. Since the Reisha, the Mishnah, was describing the relationship between the Saris and the Yavama, so to the Sefer discuss the case of Saris and Yavama, but not to the exclusion of somebody else. Einach Nami, somebody else who would be Ba'ala, would also disqualify her from marrying a Yavam. Gemara then quotes from the other part of the Mishnah, V'chein Eilonis Shechaltu Lo Achin. If the Eilonis, so there's no Chiv of Yibum in that case, if for the brothers perform Chalitza to her, it doesn't have any effect, she remains Kasher. But if one of the brothers were to Ba'aleha, then she'd be Pasul. So Gemara says, Taima de Ba'aluha, only because the brothers were Ba'ala, does she now have a shame of a Zona, and she can't marry a Kohen. Halo Ba'aluha, if the brothers were not to be Ba'ala, then lo, she wouldn't be a Zona, she didn't do anything wrong. And this is all kiman dilok Rabbi Huda. It's not like Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda has this klal. Di Rabbi Huda ha'amar islandless zone. He thinks islandless, even without there being any tip of Isser Bia, she has a zone. Just being an islandless itself gives her a status of a zone. That was his chiddush. So there's a discussion when we call her a zona, so she certainly then would be possible to marry a Kohen. Now there's a question that we show him. Does it also mean she's possible from eating a truma? Tosas has two different dayas, not here, but early in the Masechta, Tosas says, is the reason why a zona may not eat truma, is it because Azona, whatever happens, Azona can't marry Kohen, she also can't eat Truma, or because the Pasuk says, ki avas Kohen, ki sieli ish zar, when she's to another man, then the din is, betrumasa kadashim lo sochel, only when there's an iser bia, there's a pasal her to eating Truma. So by the islandess, there is no bia, she's born as Azona, that's just the din. So there's no iser bia, so according to that day, she would be able to eat Truma if she's a bas Kohen, even though she cannot marry a Kohen, or do we say it's Talia, or even if she's not, then this would be a woman with a shame Zona, even if that Zona was created somehow without the Isser Bia, because that's the din of idleness, is a Zona, even that woman would also be Usser from eating Truma, even though there's no Isser Bia involved. Fine. The new Mishnah tells us now in Pei Aleph. Sris Chama, an individual who was born this way, Kohen Shanasa Bas Kohen Machila Betruma. So if he's a Kohen and they get married, he would be allowed to feed his wife Truma. Rashi points out this is in contrast to a Swiss Adam, says Rashi, a Swiss Chama Kohen Vechule, Aval Swiss Adam, who became that way during his lifetime, Mifsal Nami Pasale Betruma. He actually disqualifies her from eating the Bei Nasa from the house of her father if she were to be a Bas Kohen, the Hainu Psudaka, because he's a Psudaka. If it's the din of a Swiss Adam, is a Psudaka, and that's Israel of Obakal, that would disqualify her from eating Truma. But if a Swiss Adam, it's rather a Swiss Chama, does not have a din of a Psudaka. Misha then says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrima, Androgynous Kohen, Shanasa Bas Yisrael, Machila Betruma. If a androgynous marries a Bas Yisrael, the din would be, he would be able to eat, feed her Truma. That would be allowed. She has a din, the androgynous has a full din of a Zachar, so there's a full-fledged marriage, and therefore the Bas Yisrael may eat Truma. Rabbi Huda Omer Tumtum Shenikra V'nim Sezachar, the Tumtum, unclear what the gender is, and it turned out it's a Zachar, Lo Yachlots Mipnei Shehu Kisaris. He, Chalitza is not done because he has a din of a Saris. Since he was born, he's considered a Saris Chama. So there's no Chalitza in that situation. And then it says at the end of the Mishnah, Androgynous no say about lo nisa. Androgynous gets married, he plays the role of a man in a marriage, but he cannot play the role of a female, even though he has both genders. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Androgynous chayavim la skila kezachar, he's chayav skila like a zachar. And we'll see in the Gemara, not today, but tomorrow's daf, what exactly Rabbi Eliezer means. So there's an interesting discussion that we showed him, whether or not an androgynous is really a man chayav in kedushin, chayav in puravu or not. So Rambam writes an androgynous only is a suffolk din of has a heter to marry a woman, and if he were to get married to a woman, there'd be a requirement of a get on a suffolk level only. It's not really a chalos vadai. Tosas, however, argues and says that no, androgynous based on the Mishnah says no say. It sounds like there's a chiyav nisuin and there's a chiyav puravu. He has a real full understanding. He's really fully a man. That's the understanding of Tosas. Well, again, the Rambam holds it's only a suffolk whether he's a male or not. Gemara now says. Pshita, it's very obvious that a Sris Cham is able to, yeah.
When it says they don't do Chalitza, it's even for the previous Mishnah on the previous topic. When they don't do Chalitza, does that mean if your brother passes, you're an Androgynous, a Tumtum, or either of these categories, you don't do Chalitza and she walks to another guy? Or if there's multiple brothers, it's your
other brothers, have to do it.
But if there's no other brothers?
Then she goes scot-free, yeah. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Pshita, Mahu, the same. Of course, it's obvious that Sris Cham, who marries a Bas, Basizel, the Basizel may eat truma. Why would you think otherwise? So Gemara explains, Mao the same, I would have thought, Molid Machil, only if the husband is able to have children can he feed his wife. She'enomol, if he can't have children, Enomol Machil wouldn't be able to feed the wife. Kamashman, it's not Tali on that. Why would that be the Habmin? It's Tali on Molid. So Rashi invokes the Pasuk, Mao the same, Molid Machil, did I kinan vilid beso? It says in the Pasuk, Haim Yochlu, sounds like it's a connection. He could eat till his children. Sounds like only one who's able to have children. Haroi leholid Yachil, Kamashman for the Mishnah, that no, it's not Tali on the ability to have children or not. Gemara then quotes from Shritas Rabbi Yossi or Bishimon in the Mishnah, Omim Androgynous, that Androgynous, who marries the Bas Yisrael, may feed the Bas Yisrael Truma. So Gemara quotes a machlokas here. Amar Ish Lakish, Machila b'Truma, vein Machila b'Chazav v'Shok. Chazav v'Shok of the Shlamim, the din is that the Kohanim eat the Chazav v'Shok of the Shlamim, and he's able to feed his wife and his daughters, they're allowed to eat Chazav v'Shok. Ish Lakish holds that Androgynous is a Safek Zachar, not a Vade Zachar. So it's a Safek Zachar, so therefore only Truma is allowed. We'll see in a second we're talking about Truma Midirabana, and since it's Dirabana, we're able to, he holds that a Androgynous Safek Zachar may feed Truma, but since Chazav Ashok is a Din Deraisa, we do not allow the Androgynous to go ahead and feed the wife and children, because he may not be a male. Rabbi Yoch, he himself may eat it, because males and females may eat the Chazav Ashok. But for Kohen to feed his wife and children, that Kohen must be a Vade Zachar to allow others to eat. And since he's not a Vade Zachar, Reish Lakish holds he may not eat, or feed, rather, Chazav V'Shok. Rabbi Yochanan argues, and Rabbi Yochanan thinks, that Androgynous is a Vade Zachar, and therefore Omer Af Machila Chazav V'Shok. Not only may the Androgynous feed his wife Truma, but he may also feed her Chazav V'Shok, because the din of a Zachar Vadei and the din deraisa. So Reish Lakish, the Gemara says, Maishna Chazav V'Shok, why Chazav V'Shok may he not feed his wife? Because it's a din deraisa, it's a chiv deraisa, only a heter deraisa to eat these things. Truma nami deraisa is also a mitzvah in the Torah of eating truma, where it says, no, hacha b'mayaskinan, b'chuma b'zman hazed dirabanan. B'zman hazed truma's chiv is only a dirabanan level, so by dirabanan, we can be make up for those who are suffic. However, about b'zman shebeis ha-mikdash kayim, mylo, Reish Lakish would say that in the times of beis ha-mikdash, where truma is a din deraisa, even truma would not be able to be fed to the wife of a androgynous. Where if that's the case, that there's a chilip between Zman HaZeh and Zman HaMikdash within Truma, Adetani, once the Gemara made one distinction, make another distinction. In other words, if we're saying Adetani ain machila b'chazav v'shok, that the Kohen only has a heter to eat Truma, feed Truma, but not to feed her chazav v'shok, liflik lisnei b'didei. Let's make a distinction even within the world of Truma, and it should have said, according to Reish Lakish, when may the Kohen androgynous feed the wife Truma? Only b'Truma d'Rabbanan. Truma d'Araisa, lo, he wouldn't be able to feed her. Hachanami, that's exactly what the Braisa meant to say. In other words, Hachanami Kamar. Kishu machila, when the androgynous feeds the wife Truma, machila b'Truma b'zman hazeh d'Rabbanan. Vein machila b'zman chazav v'shok. But in the times of chazav v'shok, he may not feed her. Not only Chazav Ashok may he not feed her, but Vafilu b'chuma d'rabanan. Even in Chuma midrabanan, in the times of when Chuma's deraisa, he also may not feed her Chuma d'rabanan then, because Dilma asil ochla b'chuma deraisa. Because if he feeds her in the times of the Mikdash, that which is Truma Midrabanan, we'll explain what those are in just a second, he might feed her Truma Deraisa as well. Only Bizman Hazeh, where Truma Deraisa doesn't exist at all, he has a heter to feed her Truma Midrabanan. But again, the time is a base of Mikdash, certainly Chaz HaVashok is not allowed, and certainly Truma, which is Deraisa, isn't allowed, but even Truma Midrabanan, the time is a base of Mikdash, also is not allowed. So what exactly is Truma Midrabanan versus Truma Deraisa? So there's a big machlokas Rishon between the Rambam and all the other Rishon. Rashi, we'll look at Rashi in just a second. But Rashi is of the opinion amongst all the other Rishonim that Midaraisa, the only thing chayiv in Truma is Dagan Tirosh Chavitzarcha, which means Dagan is the five grains. Tirosh Chavitzarcha is all olives and really grapes and olives. Those are the only three that are chayiv Midaraisa. All other peiros and vegetables, according to Rashi and other Rishonim, are only chayiv Midarabanim. The Rambam argues and says, no, all peiros are chayiv Midaraisa in Truma, and Yerek is a chayiv Midarabanim in Truma. So that Truma Midarabanim, we're talking about other foods. So according to Rashi, it's referring to Yerek, it's referring to other fruit, all shar peiros are chayiv Midarabanim, and Rambam says it's referring to Yerek, which are only chayiv Midarabanim. Okay, so look at, I can look at Rashi in just a second. So now the Gemara says, okay, so it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochan Amar, Af Machila B'chaz V'shok. He argues and says, no, since an androgynous is a din of a Zachar Vadai, he may not only feed her Truma Dirabanan, he may feed her Truma Deraisa, and even Chaz V'shok, which is Deraisa. So it asks Rabbi Yochan to Reish Lakish, Amulei Rabbi Yochan and Reish Lakish, Mi Savras Truma Bizman Hazeh Dirabanan, do you really hold nowadays Truma is only midirabanan? From the fact that you said that nowadays you could feed Truma, not Chaz V'shok, must be that you hold Bizman Hazeh, Truma is only chai midirabanan. Do you really hold that way? So he says, yeah, I do. I'm really in, I do. Shani Shon, I hold, we're going to see in just a second, that eagle bagulim ola. When it comes to certain Chumas, we're able to say ola, which is another way of saying bittel. There's a din of bittel. When it comes to bittel, by bidderaisas, we don't allow bittel to apply to dina deraisa. But dirabanans, we allow to be bittel. So since Reish Lakish holds that this concept of eagle, we'll see Rashi in a second, be gulum, that this mixed up of different types of chumas, we say bittel, it must be its bottle, because he holds that bizman hazeh chuma is only dirabanan. And Reish Lakish will respond that he thinks it's bittel for a different reason. So just look at Rashi to explain. Rashi says, shani shoner, braisa eagle shel chuma. If you have like a fig cake of chuma, it's bottle b'meya shel chulun, and it's mixed up with 100 other fig cakes that are all chulun. So one's chuma, one's chulun. May I eat it as a non-coin? May I eat it? Or if it's a case of eagle shel chuma tamea, chuma became tamei, and it's mixed with bittel b'mea igulim shel chuma Torah. So can a kohen eat this? It's mostly chuma, but there's one that's tamei. Chuma tamea cannot be eaten by a kohen. Do you apply bittel? And then as you do apply bittel, why? Because he holds it is it's ola. And each chuma bizman hazeh deraisa had we held, had Reish Lakish held, chuma nowadays is a din deraisa. Kaven the eagle davar chashifu. There's a concept by bittel. Although we normally apply bittel barov, the din is there's certain exceptions we don't apply bittel barov. One of them is a davar chashif. If you have a davar chashif, something very significant, you can't be mevatel that. If I've got a diamond and it's mixed with other rocks, I'm not going to be mevatel that because a diamond is a davar chashif. So if you hold the chuma is a davar chashif, you wouldn't allow it to be bittel. So he says, Kaven the eagle davar chashifu, that's called a fikes, a davar chashifu. We say, v'darcha limanos, and you normally would count it, you sell it by the number as opposed to the weight. So one of the indicators of what's considered davar chashifu, do I sell things by weight? I sell how many jelly beans? I don't sell by the weight of jelly beans. I don't sell about how many jelly beans are in here. So if anything you sell by the number, that's a davar chashifu. That which you sell by the weight, that's not called a davar chashiv. So when you sell cakes, you sell by the number of cakes. That's a davar chashiv, and there's no bittel. So even though there's no bittel, normally after the agav the chumas tainim their button. So I'll get that in just a second. Even though normally davar chashiv isn't bittel, but since it's only an iser midirabanan bizman hazek, the chumas only midirabanan, we would apply bittel in a case of a davar chashiv. And then Rashi points out the afagav, even though chumas tainim their button, even though chumas only tainim their button. Hol the truma deraisa no heges lo mevat lidan derabanan gzera derabanan atu deraisa. Fine. Okay, that's a side point. But you see from Rashi there that he holds teinim, which are other fruits, are only a chiv truma mederaisa or mederabanan. Rambam holds that teinim and sharp pears are actually chayv on a deraisa level. But what comes out from this again is that how come Reish Lakish allows one to say bittel by these figakes? It's davar chashiv. Davar chashiv is in bottom. It must be because it's only truma derabanan, and that's why we're makeh by bittel here. Now Rabbi Yochan responds back. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Say Amar Lei Valo Anishon. I hold Chaticha beChatichas Ola." And we'll see what that means in the Arnama Beis. but it's referring to a chaticha, that if a piece of meat falls in, I hold this bittul. That's why bittul works. Not because of chuma, but because of other reasons. By chuma, in the chanami, would be a problem, but we'll wait to get the case of chaticha on Amud Beis. So now the Gemara points out a machlokas that appears in a few places in Shas. What exactly is considered davar chashav? What's called something limanos, that's sold by the count? So I'll first say outside the categories, and then we'll look inside. So some things are only sold by the count. You only sell them by the number. And some things, it depends. Some people will sell the eggs by how many eggs, and some people will sell them by the weight. So everyone agrees, if it's an item that is only sold by the minin, it's called es shadarchu, it's only sold by the how many are in here, everybody agrees that's a davar chashav. Something that's called kol, not es, but kol shadarchu, that sometimes gets sold this way, b'minin, sometimes gets sold by weight. So that's the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Yochanan, whether that's called a davar chashav. So Gemara now says, so mi savras kol shadarchu limanos shaninu, es shadarchu limanos shaninu. Did we ever say we're talking about a case of kol, a case of kol here, which means, again, kol is a case that's something that sometimes gets sold this way, b'minin, sometimes doesn't. Es shadarchu is something that daf gets sold b'minim. I mean, the reason why we say there's no bittel here, it's because it's a davar she'es shadarchu libatel. That's what's going on here. Don't prove from me the fact that we say ola is because chuma is dirabanan. The reason why is because it's a kol shadarchu limanos, which means something that sometimes is sold b'minim, sometimes sold by weight, that I hold is batel. It's batel because of that. But in terms of the chuma is a din deraisa, afil bizman ezet, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not midirabanan like Reish Lakish suggested. So Mahi, what is this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakash, whether or not we say only es shadarchu is bato, but kol shadarchu, that which, depending how it's sold, sometimes yes, sometimes not, that's machlokas, whether it's bito. Where do you find that machlokas? So the Gemara says, the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, that mishayelo chavila tilton, someone who has some type of, I don't know exactly what these mean in English, or shakilia karim, some type of vegetation, and yeah, it's mixed, it crossbreeds with other, with the vineyard, yidalki, you have to burn it, because in Issachar climb, you have to burn it. And it says, Nisarvu, if this Isser Klaim gets mixed with other, the Acheros, the din is Kulana Yidalki, you have to burn all of them, because there's no Bittel here, there's no Bittel by these cases. Rabbi Meir, that's all Divir Rabbi Meir. Chacham Omrim Yalu Be'echad Masayim. So he holds, Chacham holds, no, this Bittel, why not Bittel? Klaim could be Bato. So what's the machlokas, whether it's Bittel here or not Bittel here? Shehaya Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Shadarchu Limanos Mikadish. That kol is anything that sometimes is sold b'minyan, even though it's not always sold b'minyan, but sometimes it is sold b'minyan, he holds that that's a din of davar chashav, and there's no bittul. That's why he holds. You have to burn all these overgrown klaim. Chacham omrim ein makadesh el shisha b'devarim b'vad. No, he holds not true. The only thing that is going to be not bittul is the six items only, because it's very specific. Only six items get sold exclusively b'minyan, but anything that gets sold sometimes b'minyan, sometimes b'mishka, will not be davar chashav, and there would be bittul. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Now, while Chacham Omer, only six items are exclusively sold b'minyan, Rabbi Kiva Omer Shiva, he holds seven. So what are the 6/7 items that are exclusively sold b'minyan? So the Gemara lists them, Eluhena. It goes a prach, I'm not going to define, I don't know what they all mean in English, but it goes a prach, and Rimoni Badan, the Chavayos Stumos, the Chilfei Tradin, the Kolchi Kruv, the Las Yivanis, Rabbi Kiva Omosiv, Afki Karosh Shabbal Bais, even bread made by a person, by a homemade bread, that too is a davar chashav. These are 6/7 items that there is no bittul, according to Chachamim, only es shadarcho, only that which is exclusively sold b'minyan, there's no bittul. But everything that's kol shadarcho, things that, depending where you are, sometimes b'minyan, sometimes b'mishkol, he would say, there is bittul, or Rabbi Meir would say, even kol would not be subject to bittul. So Gemara then says that haruin, this is a side point, haruin la'arla, those items which grow are subject to arla, which means any fruit trees are subject to arla, the din of 3 years are us to eat, and that which is l'kam kilekarim, vegetables, which are subject to overgrowing into vineyards, that's kilekarim, they're different types of categories, again, that's a side point. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Savar, es shadar chalimano shanina, we're talking about es, only that which is exclusively sold, b'minyan, is not batel, but that which is sometimes so b'minyan, sometimes b'mishkal, would be batel. That's why the fig cakes are batel, because it's kol shadarcho, not es shadarcho. And Reish Lakish says, no, he has a more expansive definition, davar chashav, not only es shadarcho, but he holds even savar kol shadarcho limano shanina, which again means, even that which is only sometimes so b'minyan, that too is called davar chashav. And that's why Amud Aleph, he says that, that there would not be bittel by fig cakes because of the kosher darcho, but nonetheless, since the truma bismazeh is only dirbanan, we could be makel and we could apply the din of bittel by the truma cakes. Fine. So now the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Yochanan said earlier, this din of chaticha. What did he refer to when he said chaticha and amen alf? And the Gemara tells us, my chaticha, halfway down, pay alf and beis. Titani, the Bryce says, chaticha shel chatas timea, shinis arva bimea chaticha shel chatas taros. You have 100 chatas which are tahor, and there's one chatas that became tame, and they mixed together. What would the din be? V'chein, alternatively, prusa shel lechem apanim timea, you have one piece of bread of lechem apanim which became tame. Shinis arva b'meya prusos sholachem haparim taurus that mixed together with 100 pieces of bread that were all tahor. The din is tala, according to the Tanakhama, it could apply bittel. And Rabbi Huda Omer, lo tala, there is no bittel. That's the din. So whether it's bittel here or not. So according to Tanakhama, there's din of bittel by chatichos, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan is referring to. Again, Rabbi Huda says there is no bittel. The reason why there's no bittel, because he holds, we'll see on the next staff, that min bimino lo bittel, two types of items that are the same exact, two minim, there's no bittel. Since it's a chatichas shachatas, it's a chatichas shachatas, although one's tame, one's tower, that's called min bimino lo bittel. But again, the Tanakhama holds there is bittel. So then the Gemara says, aval, in contrast to the machlokas at the beginning, if it's a case of aval chaticha shel chatas Torah, shinis arva, b'mea chaticha shel chulin Torah, meaning they're all Torah. It's just a question that one's a chatas and everything else is Torah. So a Kohen could eat them. The first case was tame, so a Kohen may not be able to eat it because there's tumah there. But by chaticha shel chatas chatorah, shinis arva, b'mea chaticha shel chulin Torah, v'chein prusa shel lechem apanim tahorah, shinis arva, b'mea prusa shel chulin. In this case, the Torah's divya kol lo tala, there shouldn't be bittel. Why not? There's no bittel, and this is a side point, because since a Kohen can eat it, so just sell it to a Kohen for a small amount of money, Rashi says, for a little bit of a loss, and then the Kohen can eat it. The bittel only applies if you have no other choice here. But since there's another choice, don't say bittel, allow me a non-Kohen to eat it, there might be a chatas, there might be lechem apanim here, so therefore, give it or sell it to a Kohen, and the Kohen can eat it, you wouldn't apply the din of bittel. Fine, either way, Gemara says that Katani Mias Reishatal, and the Reishat said that the Chatichos show Tumeos that were mixed with the Tahoros, it would be Bittel. That was Rabbi Yochanan, that's what he was referring to. The Gemara says, Rather Rashi says, Katani Mias Reishatala, Kashi the Reish Lakish. This is a question to Reish Lakish, Damar Kol Shadarchalimanos, Shaininu, Deha, Hacha, Darchalimanos, Bato. In other words, Reish Lakish holds anything that's Kol, anything that sometimes is sold by Minyan, even though it's sometimes also sold by Mishkov, he would say there's no bittel, there's a davar chashiv. So how can Reish Lakish allow the case of chaticha shechatas say there's bittel? It's a davar chashiv. Although chaticha shechatas aren't sold, chatichas, pieces of meat are not always sold b'minim. Sometimes they're sold by mishkal, but sometimes they are sold by minim, so we shouldn't apply bittel. How come this Brisa says there is bittel even by chatichas? That's the question to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish responds, or the Gemara responds to Reish Lakish, Amar Rabbi Chia braid Rav Huna b'nimucha. It's a case where the chatichas got melted, mixed together, they became liquefied, and therefore they're no longer chatichas. Einach nam if they were still chatichos, so you'd say kol shadarku limanos, and there wouldn't be the bittel. But our price is where they nimucha, where they kind of melted somehow, and therefore they're no longer din of chatichos, and not a devar chashiv. And even Reish Lakish would agree that there's bittel. So why this is ihachi? That's the case. If it's a case of nimocha where there's no chatichos to speak of anymore, my time of the Rehuda, how can Rehuda's machmin says there is no bittel? Which the Gemara says, I told you just before, that the top of Pei Bei is that Rabbi Huda Latame is Rabbi Huda Lashitaso, that he holds Amr Min Bimino Lo Bato. It wouldn't be Bato. Aval, so, Aval Lo Nimocho, my Lo Tale. If it wasn't mixed together, it hadn't melted, the din would be there wouldn't be Bittel, and we would say to Davar Chashev. So we'll stop there, because the Gemara goes into the next 20 lines to continue this conversation. Okay, then we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.